difference in that series for you, Andrew?
I think in key moments, they came up with big goals. You know, that's probably the difference, you know, especially in those first three games.
One or two things that was the main difference against this team?
Yeah, you know what, there's a fine line between winning and losing the playoffs. And you know, they're a team that, you know, went through those ups and downs last year and you know, probably learned from that. So, you know, I think we take the experience that we got this time, learn from it, and, you know, next time we're in a situation, we can handle it better.
You've seen the other side. Can you just explain what the difference would be next year, a year going forward, having gone through what this team has done this year?
Sorry.
Like in the series, what is that experience? The old adage, you have to lose.
Yeah, you know what, I think it's just elevating your game in certain moments and you know, that's really it for me. So, you know, like I said, they scored key goals at key times and made big plays when they needed to, and we couldn't get one to go.
Unfortunately for your team, you come up short, but kind of as you alluded to, is it, you know, a building block for this team that you were close in all these games against the number one team in the West?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give them credit. They battled. You know, I think we threw a lot at them. They handled it pretty well. You know, so for us, I think we set a standard this year for how we need to work and how we need to play and show up every day. And you know, now it's up to us to you know, to keep that standard and get back here next year.
No question, your team's a lot better now than you were going into training camp in September, right?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, you got to be proud of the way a lot of guys played. You know, they're two young centermen that, you know, played big minutes for us and have bright futures in this game. So guys like that, you know, they'll learn from this and we'll all be better next year.
Andrew's tasting this disappointment, I mean, it's not a fun thing, but do you see it as a necessary process or block you have to go through to keep going forward? Everyone says you kind of have to fail before you can succeed sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably the best way of learning a lesson, to go through it and to feel how you feel right now. You know, just it's an empty feeling, right? You don't know what to do, so you learn from it. You know, I guess you wish that it wasn't part of the process. You know, you wish it was a little easier, but, you know, no one said winning the Stanley Cup or playing the playoffs was an easy thing to do, and, you know, I thought we put our best foot forward.
Second night in a row, just a thought on the atmosphere in the building?
Yeah, incredible. I mean, we got to take our hats off to each and every one of those fans there. They've been great the entire year, but it was a whole new level for these last two games, and, you know, what they did at the end, you know, staying and giving us a big ovation, and we appreciate that in here. We understand that they put their heart and soul into this hockey team and their hard-earned money to come watch us play and invest a lot of time in watching us and show us a lot of support. So it's definitely appreciated in here, and, you know, they deserve a lot of credit.
I know you're in the game.